future news and information you can use to live a healthier life. I'm Katie Johnson, your host, and I have two different special guests on today's show. First, Katie Peterson, a nurse practitioner who has joined our walk-in clinic team of healthcare providers. And after a chat with Katie, I'll switch gears and visit with Madeline Iverson. Madeline is also an NP, a nurse practitioner, who is joining our family practice providers in the Fergus Falls Main Clinic after several years of other roles she's played at Lake Region Healthcare. So I look forward to introducing both of them to you all this morning. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. I'd love to introduce our new medical staff to our listeners on this show and just get to know our providers better and make that important connection that we have with our patients and our community. So let's just jump in with starting to learn more about your background leading up to joining us here at Lake Region.
All right. I received my bachelor's for my RN degree at MSUM, and then I went to Bradley University in Peoria, Illinois for my master's degree for a nurse practitioner. Recently, you might have seen me as an RN administrator for LB Home Care, and prior to that, I served roles as assistant director of nursing at the Brown Home, and then director of nursing, and all the way down to RN case manager for New Dimensions Home Healthcare earlier on.
So you've had lots of roles in healthcare right here in town.
Yes.
What was it that inspired you to choose healthcare as your career path, and maybe especially to keep on going and pursue your NP?
Well, I always knew I wanted to be a nurse. Initially, I wanted to be a nurse midwife back in high school. But more recently, when my son Archer, he was the one that inspired me to further my education. He was diagnosed with pulmonary hypertension, and I had to stay home with him. So I had a desire to further my education, and I hope to one day participate in some research or screenings for children alleviating misdiagnosis of pulmonary hypertension, and that is why I became a nurse practitioner.
Very personal inspiration, and turning that into helping others is great. What is it about Lake Region Healthcare that made you decide this was where you wanted to practice as an NP?
Well, I had the privilege of working alongside the staff at the walk-in clinic during my schooling, and that environment and enthusiasm was just inspiring. So I knew that's where I wanted to be.
They are a great team. What is it about walk-in clinic care that especially interests you?
I think it's the variety of people that I get to meet, all the different community members, and to hear all of their stories. That's also something I strive to do, is meet as many people as I can.
That's incredible, the number of people that come through the doors there every day. So a lot of variety, a lot of people. I think you'll find that really rewarding. It's kind of a special kind of care, you know, at the walk-in clinic. People are there for kind of an acute and immediate need. What do you think is most important to you when it comes to being there to meet that need and provide really high quality patient care?
I would say avoiding workarounds. I'd like to inspire fellow healthcares to avoid those types of shortcuts too. Oftentimes healthcare professionals get so busy that we tend to work faster just to make patients happy, but that's not always the necessity. We have to sometimes slow down and that recognize the patient and their need.
Slowing down, listening, really getting to that root cause can make a huge difference. I love that. Are there any areas of special medical interest you have?
Eventually, I'd like to pursue cardiology or pulmonology for children, especially since there is likely a need in this area for that.
What about when you're not working? What do you enjoy doing in your spare time?
I enjoy helping others. That brings me joy. It fills my cup. I love to read. I enjoy sharing books with others. We like to camp in the summer. And during the school year, you can often find me at a gymnastics meet watching my daughter compete, or at the BMX track with my son, just at all lots of school events. We like to get involved in the community.
Oh, fun. Kids, at that age where kids are keeping you busy and,
oh, yes,
and connected, for sure. Mm-hmm. Anything else that you would like our listeners to know about you, about our walk-in clinic, mm-hmm, or the care that you provide?
Oh, well, about me specifically, I am transparent with any flaws. I love receiving feedback, and I will take your feedback to heart.
We always ask our providers if they had one health tip they wanted to share with listeners, what would it be?
Water. Replace your juices and sodas with water.
That is
always
staying hydrated.
Yes.
And I love that you called out replacing the other things, right?
Yes, and coffee, I suppose. Replace that with water.
Yeah, getting enough water can make such a difference to our health. So a great tip from Katie Peterson, nurse practitioner, joining our walk-in clinic team in primary care. Thanks for joining us this morning, Katie.
Yes, thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
And switching gears, I'd like to introduce you now to Madeline Iverson. She is a nurse practitioner joining our primary care team in the Fergus Falls Clinic, and we are excited to welcome her back to Lake Region Healthcare, welcome her to this new role, and introduce her to our listeners this morning. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. I say welcome back because you are a familiar face at Lake Region Healthcare. Let's just start by telling people a little bit about your background leading up to starting in this role as an NP.
Yeah, I'm from Battle Lake originally, and I graduated from NDSU with my BSN, and then went to graduate school at NDSU too. And between that time, I worked in long-term care in Fergus Falls. I worked in the walk-in clinic, the ER, and then I also did a lot with the COVID triage line and COVID swabbing.
Yeah, you were here during a really interesting time, weren't you?
Yeah.
Did that shape your decision to pursue becoming an NP, or had you already decided that was the path you wanted to take?
Yeah, I always knew that I wanted to do primary care. Just kind of the route was something I didn't really know how to go about at the time, but I thought nursing would be a good option to start. So I just really liked the idea of building relationships with people, and just that trust that people develop for you. I think that there is just a lot of trust placed on providers, and it is my really honor to serve the community that way.
Yeah, you're right. And especially with a primary care provider, that relationship hopefully is kind of over a lifetime and really can be so impactful on health. What was it about Lake Region Healthcare? You'd obviously spent time here, but what was it about this point in your career starting your practice as an NP that made you know Lake Region was where you wanted to be?
So I didn't start my career here. I worked in a couple other cities, but when I did, I immediately noticed like everybody in the hallway smiled at each other. People would ask how my day was going that I met like one time and remembered my name. And I remember actually calling my husband right after my first day and said like everybody was so nice here, and I just couldn't believe it. And so as soon as that happened, I knew that this was somewhere I wanted to call home and that it was a special place.
Yeah, that personal experience, both as a patient that we try to create for patients, but also for employees and providers, is really something that makes Lake Region Healthcare unique, and I can tell you noticed that. Let's talk a little bit about your practice, the types of appointments or patients that you'll be seeing in your practice.
So I'll see all ages over 2. I'll be doing preventative visits for that population, acute visits, and chronic care management.
So really kind of the whole gamut for anyone from 2 to 102.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yep.
That variety has got to be great. What is it about your care philosophy that you kind of use to define what really high quality care looks like to you, what you want to deliver to your patients?
Yes, my care philosophy is to really approach patients holistically. I just realize that everybody has a story, and listening to their background, I feel like we can better manage their health, and how to approach their health is really important.
Yeah, listening is powerful, taking that time to listen. Are there any areas of special interest that you have when it comes to healthcare?
Yeah, I really enjoy preventative health and wellness, women's health too, kind of all sorts of preventative and lifestyle medicine is something I'm really passionate about too.
Oh, that's exciting. It'll be exciting to see how you integrate that with the lifestyle medicine we already have going, along with our partners at Unity Wellness, and really are growing. So that's exciting. What about when you're not working? What do you like doing outside of practicing medicine?
I enjoy running. I actually love listening to podcasts, and being with my family, and golden retrievers. I just had a 4-month-old son, and so he keeps me very busy all summer, and I look forward to watching him grow and play. It's fun to watch him do new things. So
such a fun time, an exciting time. Okay, so podcasts, what's your favorite one?
Okay, I'm kind of a true crime person, so I like Crime Junkie. I do listen to some medicine podcasts too, like Curbsiders is good too. So
awesome, fun. Is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know about your practice at Lake Region Healthcare or you as a provider?
Yeah, so I'm accepting all new patients, so anybody over the age of 2, and you can schedule just through the appointment line or my chart.
Awesome. I always like to ask providers before we wrap up, if you could give our listeners one health tip, what would your health tip be today?
So my number one health tip would be to just keep moving, whether that's walking up and down the stairs a couple extra times per day or getting in an intentional walk or run. I find intentional moving helps us better physically and mentally too.
It does have that dual effect, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. It's not just good for your physical health, but your mental health too. Great tip.
Yeah, absolutely.
Madeline Iverson, nurse practitioner, joining our family practice department at the Fergus Falls Clinic. Both Madeline and Katie remind you today at Lake Region Healthcare, we are here for you always. Have a great day.
Thanks.